Herzlich willkommen hier zur letzten Abendveranstaltung dieser wunderschönen Feierchance. Ich darf jetzt auch schon eine Closing moderieren.
Hello for the very last talk today for this event. It's the closing. It was a few days, it was interesting. And yeah, the explanation shark, the Erklärhai said, I should do something. I should explain what was happening and analysis. So, the soap crystallized, the owl and the unicorn are glowing, and the watch is still running. So, nothing was manipulated, nothing was added, and it's still running. We'll see if we have to disrupt the experiment on close down. One small hint, even if the event is closed, you can still use Twitter, especially if you rewatch some of the talks. We're looking forward to your tweets or your messages on Mastodon using the hashtag Firechunks. If you liked something, if you didn't like something, if the cutting wasn't perfect. So good and negative feedback is welcome so we can improve. Now, the funny and interesting statistics. First, about buying. We bought 51 liters of water, 53 liters of sodas, and 53 liters of Mate. And we were most of it was drunk on this stage. Or consumed. The pandemic is not over yet, unfortunately. We had 620,000 seconds spent with COVID tests. So we were tested daily. Everyone here had a negative test, of course. And there were a lot of masks used. Those who had to leave us, get well soon. Everyone who got sick remote, get well. We are hoping for the best for all of you. Without you, we couldn't have done it. Then, from the directors, just like last year, who listened, we have 25,000 custom Python code. So basically the same numbers as last year, but I didn't read the code. And 2 MB of JSON code. Of JSON files. 35 of SDI. And there's a lot of cameras watching me right now. 5 mixing sets. So you can listen to me, see me, I don't turn blue because someone is tripping. And there is 5 stream decks. So I was told that in this room, you have to imagine it's roughly 30 square meters, this room. There's 6 Mumble clients with 1 downmix each, a lot of notebooks, 7 with 5 Windows and 6 NixOS. So usually there's more than 1 OS per machine. We have 15 displays, 2 of them I can see, 3 are somewhere and 1 is behind a big display, and this is what happens if someone trips in the director's lounge. We have a green filter. So we checked the statistics, what was most popular talk, and the best talk had 350 watches live.
So we had, streaming and other figures, but it was more than 300 people. We had 19 workshops and 35 talks, one of those I'm giving right now. Six speakers were live on our stage, so I don't want to exaggerate, but we still have speakers, and it's nice to have them live on stage where they can move and rather than just sit in front of a screen. Although we've all got used to it, of course, but regarding the stage, we fitted it out nicely. We have this sofa with sharks, mammals, and other animals, nice cushions. We've got more audience in the back, more sharks. You don't have to be too careful, they won't bite. And up there we have a few more. So as soon as some speaker talks nonsense, this shark was ready to bite them in the neck, and you should be careful. It has a kind of an even evil eye. More nice cushions. So various ways of sitting around were possible. We had thousands of lights here to set you, give you the right kind of setting, with 30 lamps that were not blinding. And there were 78 submissions, 15 sharks, 5.5 mammals. We have a few sharks in the back rooms as well. Somehow they are connected to this whole setup. And I've been given so many numbers. Let me choose a few more. The favorite number of the control room is 42. Very, very important. We had a regression in OBS 28, number of regressions, and to all speakers that were present and all speakers that were connected remotely, I would like to thank you. And we hope that you will submit talks again with interesting talks, new topics. And we will try next year to have some kind of event and keep some kind of stage going. We don't know how many corona years we'll still have. Also, I would like to thank all entities that made this event possible, not just those present, but also many people at their homes. Even ahead of the event, we've started planning this months ago, configuring the videos and much more. Also, thank you. We're not just the remote Rhein-Ruhr stage, but also thanks to Digital Courage for the good cooperation we had, networking, actually getting to know each other and having running a stage together. If we had split up, it wouldn't have been this good. So thanks, cordial thanks to both Digital Courage and Hexen. I would also like to thank the Stadtkulturbund Wülfrath, the City Cultural Association of the small place of Wülfrath between Essen, Wuppertal and Düsseldorf, where we are. And because this is an arts and cultural event, they were supporting us. They donated the building to us for us to use. Sorry, people on the stream. Freifunk in Neanderland. I got it wrong. This happens to every speaker. The control room distracts the speaker if the speaker gets into stumbling. So this is the Neanderthal region. There's a certain evolutionary history involved. This is where they lived, the Neanderthals, or where they first found, rather, officially. So that's where the Freifunk section, what the Freifunk section named themselves after. Also, to everyone that took part, or audience members that kept staring on their screens for 4 days, who watched the night loop, now that the end of the year is drawing closer, you can take a rest. Thanks also from the interpreters to all the 13 interpreters. And we hope to see you all again. And this is it from me.